Mosquito-borne diseases like malaria, yellow fever, and dengue afflict hundreds of millions of people each year. Researchers studying the mating behavior of mosquitoes have made a discovery that may one day reduce the ability of these insects to spread disease. Their finding? It's all about the buzz. It's an unfortunately familiar sound to many of us. The annoying buzz of a mosquito. In this case, a female. They're the ones that bite and transmit disease. This particular mosquito is Aedes aegypti, the species that transmits yellow fever and dengue. Graduate student Lauren Cater and her colleagues at Cornell University have been studying its mating behavior. Remember that annoying buzz?
So the sound the female makes when she's beating her wings together. We've known for a very long time that male mosquitoes are able to zero in on the sound of females from their species and find them.
All in the name of finding a potential mate. The male mosquito also buzzes, but his flight tone, as it's called, is a little higher than the female's. Previously, British researchers studying another mosquito, a species that doesn't bite people or transmit disease, found that males and females actually change their flight tones to match up with one another, buzzing in unison before mating. Cater wanted to find out whether the disease-carrying Aedes aegypti mosquitoes do the same thing. But to be able to do that, Cater had to find a way to get a tiny microphone close enough to record a would-be mosquito couple while they were buzzing around in flight.
To do this, I blunted the end of an insect pin, and I attached it using super glue to the mosquito. And then when I put the mosquitoes into micromanipulators, which are basically little devices with alligator clips on the end, I was able to move them back and forth while they were in flight so I can control their interaction.
Okay, so after gluing the mosquitoes to pins and choreographing their movements, what did Cater actually hear when she brought the males and females together?
It's a little complicated.
Complicated, yes. To start with, when a mosquito beats its wings, it's actually producing several different tones, or frequencies, at the same time.
There's a fundamental frequency.
That's the loud buzzing sound that we hear.
For a female, that's about 400 hertz. And for a male, that's about 600 hertz.
But at the same time, mosquitoes also produce a series of softer, higher tones, called harmonics.
And what we found is when we brought males and females together, that they matched up at the female's third harmonic and the male's second harmonic, which is at 1200 hertz.
It's pretty hard to hear, but you get the idea. What does all this mean? Cater's research suggests that mosquitoes are using tone matching as a way of assessing potential mates.
So how a male syncs or his ability to synchronize with the female may reflect some sort of information about his quality to the female.
Cater says this new understanding of how mosquitoes communicate could be used against the insects. Researchers are currently exploring ways to control mosquito populations using sterilized males. Releasing these altered males into the natural population to mate could reduce reproduction rates and slow the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. But such a strategy can only work if the females find the sterile males more attractive than their natural counterparts.
The problem is, we have no idea what constitutes a sexy male mosquito.
But by adding to our understanding of mosquitoes' mating behavior, Lauren Cater hopes her research can help contribute to the development of more effective mosquito control programs. Her findings are published in the journal Science. I'm Veronique LaCapra.